to once again have Brother Bill Ostrander come to lead us in our meeting.
This meeting is prayer, praise, and hymns. Haven't had the opportunity to do so personally, but I'd like to thank Brother Dan Beard for selecting the subject that he chose and being used in an instrument in the Lord's hands to prepare us for this meeting. I'd like to read a couple texts from Psalms. Turn to Psalms 100 with me. It's a short psalm. We'll read the entire psalm. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves, we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. We would like to close this convention by giving you another meeting, giving you the opportunity to pray, to praise, and to sing hymns. We would like to ask you, if you have a prayer that you would like to share with us, we would like to bow our heads with you and hear that prayer. It may be a prayer of gratitude. Gratitude for the overruling providence of the Lord in your personal walk. Or gratitude for the marvelous provisions of Jehovah's mercy in opening up his plan unto us and allowing us to have that opportunity to serve in that plan. Your prayer may be a petition for strength or wisdom or guidance in a particular aspect or experience of your walk. It may be of general nature, a general interest in the harvest work, a prayer for the completion of the new creation and the work involved therein. Or it may be a prayer for a very specific situation or individual. We're open to those prayers. Also, we would like to have you give praise. Use this opportunity to give praise to the Heavenly Father. And this praise may take various forms. It may be in the form of a poem. You may want to voice this praise in your own words. We would encourage that as well. Or you may want to voice that praise from the scriptures, a citation from scriptures, and we certainly would encourage that as well. And thirdly, hymns. We would like you to give us a hymn to sing together. And I don't want just a number, but I'm going to ask you why you're giving us this particular hymn. What is it about that hymn that is meaningful to you? Share that with us and then we'll sing it together with that in mind. I'd like to go through each one of these individually, prayer, praise, and hymns, and then we'll cycle back through again, prayer, praise, and hymns. So we'd like to begin. Is there anyone who would like to share a prayer with us? And we will bow with you in this prayer. Brother Weber.
With you, part of my daily prayer with my Heavenly Father. And it's a sincere prayer from my heart. And first thing I ask Him to help me to develop this agape love so fully within me that it will control everything I say, do, or want to do. Next. I thank my Heavenly Father that I can pray for my brethren. That's a gift that you can't even control what it does for each one of us. I mentioned some things that I give Father thanks for today, but this prayer life that I have with my Heavenly Father is most gracious and most precious strength I have. Seeing I'm past working age, I have time in the morning to go to Him and spend all the time that I want in my prayer. Through our Lord, under our Lord's righteousness, to Heavenly Father, so He can look at us and hear us and answer us in His way, in His time. The brethren that I also ask prayer for every day are the working brethren. They have to go out and meet that world every day to make a living. Those brethren I pray for very specially. And of course, the brethren that are in pain now, like Brother Andrews in Salem. I feel like I've known Brother Andrews in all my consecrated life. Salem was the first convention I went to after I was consecrated. So I thank the Heavenly Father for that, and that's my prayer that He will help him as he sees he needs his help to overcome this problem. I thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Weber, for sharing those prayers with us. And very thoughtful prayers, prayers that are outgoing to others. It shows the condition of your heart. With that, we would like to go into praise. If somebody has something that they would like to read or to voice or to word in praise to the Heavenly Father, we would like to share that with you. Brother Allen.
Brother Allen, another scripture is also a form of poetry, mm-hmm. And actually the purest form of poetry, to my way of thinking. And I just wanted to, when I read this scripture in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 21, it really gives me a strong feeling for the unity of the brethren that we have as new creatures in Christ. And it's really our beloved brother Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus, which I'm sure was also a prayer for all of his brethren in Christ from then until now. 3:16 of Ephesians, it goes, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So that is my prayer also for my brethren in Christ.
Thank you very much. A beautiful text. And if you'll notice, it shows four dimensions to love, not just three. And that unto him be the glory. Thank you, Brother Alan, for sharing that with us. Next, we'd like a hymn. And with the hymn, we'd like to know why you choose this hymn. Yes, Sister Gorgas. Okay. Sister Gorgas has chosen 267. And as an expression of the desire of her heart. So keep this in mind as we sing this hymn.
All verses?
Seems fairly short. Why don't we sing all verses? Thank you very much. I love the way this hymn opens and the way it closes. So let our daily lives express the beauties of true holiness. Thank you for that hymn. I think I saw Brother Dan's hand go up earlier in connection with a prayer, I believe. Let us share this prayer with Brother Dan.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to make a request for a prayer.
Okay.
We have a sister in our class who's been a member of our class for a few years. And from the time she came into the truth, she's had one trial right after the other. And it seems to be no cessation of, no ceasing of this these trials. And has continued on to the present time. Also, because of the burdens of the trials and the circumstances in which she finds herself, she's also, I believe, at this time dealing with temptation, which could be very detrimental to her spiritual welfare. And so she hasn't been to class for the last little while. And in view of what James tells us concerning some of our brethren who are having these difficulties, I'd like to mention James 5:16. It says, "Therefore, brethren, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed." And it's for her assistance both in her trials, which are very heavy and severe, as well as finding herself in this circumstance of temptation, that we ask that maybe somebody word a prayer on her behalf, because we know the latter part of this verse says the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. So if I may request that.
Okay. Appreciate that, and I think that's very appropriate. I'd like to ask Brother Steve Palmgren if he would offer a prayer along this line.
Our most kind, loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. We do here want to remember Sister Bonnie. We ask thy leadings there with her and her difficulties. We do desire that thy will be done, and ask thy leadings that she may understand her situation, and we ask thy leadings also if any of us might be of any assistance. These things we do ask, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Steve, and thank you, Brother Dan. And we can all add this sister to our prayer list. Along the lines of praise, would anyone have a poem or scripture? Yes, Sister Linda.
Poem I would like to share, and I would like to give you a little bit of the background of how this came about. Many of you know Brother Don Herine, who meets in our class with us, and how faithful he is to share the truth with his children under adverse conditions, I might say also. So last Sunday, his little daughter, Denise, who's 10 years old, came with him to class. And she said she had something that she wanted to share with the brethren. And she had written this poem that morning while waiting to come to class. So I would like to share this poem with you, my brethren. God gave us life, gave us love. He will give us heaven from above. When heaven comes, life will be saved. The rocky times will be paved. Now all is said, all is done. Heaven on earth is soon to come. She's 10 years old. She needed Sister Karen's assistance to find the scriptures and to follow along in the study, but has a very clear understanding of the kingdom. So we find much joy in that.
That's very precious, and quite a touchstone for all of us. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Really appreciate that. A hymn. Sister Doris.
My hymn is Jesus is Mine. And 47 years ago today, I made a consecration to the Lord. I have not always been faithful to my Heavenly Father. I have many shortcomings. And I did make progress, and then I fell back. And I did make progress, and I fall back. So I need your prayers that I might continue to press on and be more than an overcomer, because that's what I want to be. God has manifested his love towards me in many, many ways in all the years that I've walked in the way, and I want to continue to press on and be faithful. So I came up out of the water when they were just singing the first verse.
Okay. Do you have one or two verses that the first
well,
one,
the first
of course,
and last probably
first
would be
and
fine.
And the number.
And may we all continue to press on and be faithful and be more than overcomers.
Okay.
And I pray for all of you, dear ones.
Okay. The number?
The number is 47.
47. Keep Sister Borowick in mind and the time of her coming into the truth. Very special time for her as we sing this hymn.
Thank you.
as we're lowered into the water and raised again, it marks a transition. Old things to new things. A passing of the old and a welcoming of the new. Thank you, Sister Barwick, for sharing that with us. Very dear. Would anyone have a prayer to share? Brother Robbie.
Brother Bill, I would like to, it was already mentioned about Brother Jerry Andrus, but I'd like to offer a prayer on his behalf.
Thank you. Thank you.
He has fallen ill, just to let everybody know. And I think he can use our prayers. He's given so much. I feel it's time we gave a little to him. So, dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before thy heavenly throne of grace this afternoon, dear Heavenly Father, and we remember one of thy dear children, and we come together collectively and ask that thy will be done in the matter, but that thou would provide the strength for dear Brother Jerry and those caring for him at this time. We know that we need certain lessons, dear Heavenly Father, and we just pray for his strength and thank thee for thy care. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Thank you. Indeed, a saint who has certainly touched our lives and many facets of it, and our hearts do go out to him. Praise. Sister Rosalie.
Brother Bill and friends, I have a scripture text that I would like to cite and read for you.
Thank you.
I am so thankful to our Heavenly Father for his comfort that he gives us. And in turn, that comfort can be given to others. And we are very thankful for one another. And I thank you, brethren, for all the comfort you have given me, especially this weekend. It's from the second epistle of Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 through 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort them that are in any affliction, through the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound unto us, even so our comfort also aboundeth through Christ. But whether we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or whether we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which worketh in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so also are ye of the comfort.
Very beautiful sentiment. It not only brings out that the Heavenly Father is a God of comfort, it's a precious promise that he will provide for us comfort. But it also makes us aware that we are channels of that comfort, and we can comfort one another. Beautiful sentiment. Thank you. A hymn. Yes. Okay.
I'd like to share a hymn with you, and actually I'd like to sing it for you rather than asking you to sing with me. This is a hymn that I knew before I was in the truth, and some of you have heard me share this at memorial service. I hope you won't mind hearing it again. This is a hymn about Christ's sacrifice, which I have, of course, a much greater appreciation for and full understanding of the meaning of that sacrifice since I found the truth. So I have an even greater appreciation for this song than I used to. And this song helps me to imagine what the final moments of that sacrifice might have been like. And if you want, I would invite you to close your eyes and picture the scene with me.
Would
If I can follow up to that one. Thank you very much. Beautiful sentiments. We have time for one more prayer. Does anyone have a prayer? Brother Tom?
Dear beloved Heavenly Father, we come before you to remember my dear friend and one that I've enjoyed so much in a narrow way, and Brother Kenneth. We ask that thy strength might be with him, that if this is the time that he gets to go home, that it would be as as thou would want, but with thy constant comfort and thy constant care. We do thank thee for the answer to all of our prayers and the joy that thou dost give us, especially when we consider one who may well be coming home soon. We thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'd like to thank you, dear friends, for your participation in this meeting. It has certainly touched my heart, and it is my prayer for each one of you that as you journey home, the strength that you gain from this meeting may go with you, this convention, that the strength from the lessons may carry you through into the laboratory of life. We'll be remembering this weekend for many years to come, and we'll be remembering each one of you, and the Lord be with each of you.
This time I'd like to have Brother Harry Grable come and read the Songs of the Night for today, for September the 1st.
Songs in the Night for September the 1st. Now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. It seems impossible to describe love, this wonderful quality without which nothing is acceptable in the sight of God. The apostle does not attempt to define love, but contends himself with giving us some of its manifestations. Those who possess a love with such characteristics are able to appreciate it, but not able either otherwise to explain it. The fact is that love, like life and light, is difficult to define, and our best endeavors to comprehend it are along the lines of its effects. It is of God. It is God-likeness in the heart, in the tongue, in the hands, in the thoughts, supervising all human attributes and seeking to control them. Where love is lacking, the results are more or less evil. Where love is present, the results differ according to the degree of love and are proportionately good. Now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13.
Thank you, Brother Harry. In this closing minutes, on behalf of our ecclesia, we'd like to thank each of one of you for making the effort, the sacrifice, to be with us, for without you we can't have a convention. And especially to the brethren that served in many different ways from the platform, very special thanks also to Brother Ed Borwick and Sister Linda McClugan for their many times of hymn playing for us. It's such a blessing to have the piano, and it's a very blessed service we have. Also very special thanks to Brother Perry Robinson for his diligence, and he ceases to amaze me at each convention, the service he gives in the electronics part of it. And also Brother Dennis helped him this year, and Brother Allen also, and we appreciate that. And it's been such a blessing for me, this convention, and I hope for each of you it has been as a blessed event. I'm trusting the Lord it has been. We'd like to sing now hymn number 64.
Thank you.
And ask Brother Bill to come forward and ask the blessing on the close of the convention and also a close on provisions provided afterwards for dinner.
Dear Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Dear Lord, we bow before thee, thankful for this opportunity to share these few days with those of like precious faith. Thankful for the opportunity to see how you have touched their lives, to see how Christ is manifested in their characters. Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Son, his sacrifice on our behalf and on the behalf of the world of mankind. We thank you for the opportunity of sharing in that sacrifice. And we pray now for an indwelling of thy Holy Spirit, that we may fill up that which is left behind, so that the blessing and the merit of Christ's sacrifice may pass on to the world of mankind. Dear Lord, we ask that thou would be with each and every one here as they journey home, that the journey may be safe, and that their hearts and minds may be on things above. We ask thy blessing upon the temporal provisions to follow, that we may gain strength from it to do thy will more perfectly. Please forgive anything said or done amiss and overrule, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.